Welcome to the Happy New Now Show. Three moms in three different parts of the world, all working towards becoming more authentic while navigating children, relationships, and lots of mom, work, and things to do. We are figuring out how to make our nows happy and laughing as we trip along the way. So have a happy new now. Let's make it contagious. Hello and welcome to the Happy New Now Show. I'm Molly. Tracy is off gallivanting somewhere with giraffes in Africa today, or possibly doing mom things, but I like to picture her with giraffes. So Saskia and I are going to be discussing a book that we've both read and are putting into practice. And this is by author Laura Doyle called The Empowered Wife. And the subheading of this book is 6 Surprising Secrets for Attracting Your Husband's Time, Attention, and Affection. Now, on first glance, that whole title might be a bit of a turnoff, but stay with us because this is a book we've actually both found to be deeply spiritual, but it's just being approached from a completely practical way. And Laura Doyle's presenting her information in a way that gives us really easy steps, really easy guidance to follow to improve any relationship or do the work we need to be ready for a twin flame relationship. So this could be a book you want to use for your current marriage to improve it. This might be for somebody who's single and looking for their twin flame and want to improve themselves. Or this might even be great help in your relationship with your neighbor, your boss that you don't really like very much. But Laura's giving us practical advice on how we can truly lean into the divine feminine here and what that looks like. So I would call this a book about working on yourself. It is not a marriage counseling advice book. And even though Saskia and I are in totally different positions, like it's something we've really enjoyed and are really excited about. So Saskia, I just said a lot of words. I'm going to hand it over to you because I know you've got a lot to say about this book too.
Okay. Thank you, Molly. This was a lovely introduction as always. I'm not as good as words with words as you are.
Yeah, because I wrote them down.
Yeah, but it's just still excellent.
That's why you're better with words.
I don't know. And I have to speak English. And sometimes, you know, it's not.
I know. It's amazing.
Well, let's see. Okay. So yeah, thank you for this beautiful introduction. This topic of today is a topic that I feel we're going to talk about in other podcasts too. As this is a huge one. And why did it came up actually? For me, I feel this is something that is growing within all of us. How can we find back our way to balancing feminine, masculine energies within? How can I get better in my relationship to not only my partner, but to all kinds of relationships? How can I improve from within so that the outcome becomes better or the way that I would prefer it? And my journey started around last year, almost the same time like you, Molly, right? Somehow, somewhere.
Yeah. I had just read the book and I was like, I didn't expect it to be spiritual. I didn't expect it to be right for you either, but I'm like, you gotta read this.
Right. You came up with Laura Doyle.
I was like, I looked at her podcast and I'm like, you gotta see what she's doing here. This is different.
That's different and awesome because she brings us right down to this physical reality that we are all in and have to deal with in with real problems and peoples and situations all the time, what to do here. And I have been in a marriage for 16 years. I'm still married, but separated for many years. We lived together like roommates. And last year, my still husband, ex-husband, still husband, finally moved out. But in a good way, we are friends and we have children together. So our main focus was always to make everything smooth and lovely and with kindness, because we want our children to handle all of this in a good way and not to make them suffer. It's still working out for us in a good way. But nevertheless, all of this that happened and coming into or across that book, starting to self-reflect everything, because I could totally find myself in that book. And every story of every woman, I actually could find myself in there. When they talked about their marriage and how bad it is, and actually a dead marriage and all kinds of different dead ends there, but that somehow, I thought, wow, that's okay. And I started really to dig deeper within. And it was, yeah, it's just amazing actually what she came up with. Six skills that you can apply as a woman and really make the whole relationship turn around 180 degrees.
And
Something that I would.
that was the big thing for me. It was like, and Saskia and I have discussed this so much on the side, going like, she's showing us the steps, like that everything we do is just a mirror image of what we're reflecting. And I think we all understand that, but just the way she described it, and then even just listening to her podcast and seeing the transformations of these women who are like, I married a guy I loved, but then my relationship turned out to be crap. A lot for a lot of people that happens around the time they have kids. And you just it goes sideways and you're not focused on it and things happen. But she's just showing how these aren't people who necessarily were married to twin flames either. Some of these relationships were never perfect. But she's showing these women how showing up differently, how stepping into their divine feminine energy makes their entire universe change. And these women are on these podcasts 30 years into a marriage that has been maybe crap for 20 years, and they are giddy as a schoolgirl who's like been dating a guy for like 2 months and in the puppy love stage, and they just like couldn't be without each other, and they're incredibly in love. And I'm like, wow. That's possible when you change how you present yourself. It's incredible.
And you did even apply some skills, right? Already? You're already doing
Yeah.
it?
So yeah, I would say this is kind of, my story of my husband and I had an absolutely beautiful relationship and stuff, but like when we had children, we had some really tough little kids. And there's just years of not even having the time to look at each other. And I just feel like the way we're set up as a society too, like the resentment is almost impossible to avoid. As women, as moms, we have nobody to help us. And maybe even we have girlfriends in the same spot, but they're too busy with their own stuff. They can't help us. Most of us live far apart from our parents, or we don't get along with them, or we don't want their help or influence. It's not like the neighbor lady who's retired is coming over. Like, you're by yourself. And, for me, it was very hard to be in the situation where I've got emergency children. I'm up all night. I'm the only one who can do it because I'm breastfeeding. And here's my husband. He gets to come and go as he please and gets to work and talk to other people. And he gets to drive to an appointment for an hour. And you build resentment. It's not his fault, but you do build resentment over those kind of things. So it just, and I know everybody's got, not everybody, but a lot of people have some version of that story where it's just not shiny and new anymore. But she's showing us how to make it that way. And I don't think I've ever heard anybody describe how you can bring it back.
Yeah, that's true. At the end, though, the final message is always it starts within you. You somehow need to get there to get their book, her book. So this is the first step. Something in you should be maybe come to the surface, or like an awakening moment that you get the impulse. What's that? Okay, let me read that book. So this somewhere it needs to start. How do I come
Right.
get to this information, kind of information? And so somehow you want a change that comes from within. It's not because somehow you may have tried already everything outside of you, and you finally realize there's nothing you can do there. Change something or somebody outside of yourself if you don't start from within. And that's what she also transmit there in her book. And that's what I teach when we do spirit merchings or when I'm have the one-on-ones. And the first thing I do, okay, become real. Become real, go within, slow down. Because you need to do that, because those skills, oh, they will hit your ego so heavy. You need to somehow handle this big ego that starts to cry. Why do I have to do this? Why do I have to be that? Why am I the one who has to do the first? Yeah, you have to. Yeah,
Yeah,
you need will.
it's gonna be one of your first reactions to the book
Yep,
when you start
it's
reading it.
like, no,
Why
are
is
you?
this on me as a woman? Why do I have to do it? Because
And
it's
this,
your
oh,
universe and your world, and you're the only one who can change your reality.
And
It takes a moment.
there are stories about men cheating on on their wives constantly, or they have drug problems, or they were even violent, or stole money, or whatever they did. And so now you, as a woman, you are asked, okay, you do the
No,
first step.
I have to fix this. This is on me, and he doesn't even have to be, which is, it's beautiful because it's incredibly empowering. It's on
Absolutely.
me. I
Absolutely.
can control my own universe, regardless of anybody around me. But at the same
And you will.
time, that ego thing of like, but he did, but he did. But what
So
about what he
what,
did?
you know what is really happening here? We are going from conditional love to really unconditional love. And that's what this book is really about, is it teaches you to love unconditionally, and it starts with you. And it's just, you know, the things that I do here when I talk about observe respiration first. So focus your mind in the present moment, then go within. Within means stay present and observe body sensations on to become neutral and peaceful. Well, she is the way she is doing it, she starts with taking self-care. For me, doing my inner work is self-care. But she says that self-care, I believe it was writing down five things, six
Yeah,
things every day you do for yourself.
she wants you to write down here. Let's back up for 1 second and then we can go through the skills. So if I'm in the spot where I want to make my relationship shiny new. Saskia is more in the spot where, eventually someday she would like to be, in the magical twin flame relationship. And I always have an argument with this. Like way before I found the book, I'm always arguing with this whole like in the spiritual world, we're always talking about twin flame, twin flame, twin flame. I'm like, that's wonderful, but we have to have the skill sets to unconditionally love, to step into our divine feminine and stay there and stay off of our man's page so he can actually be a man. And I mean, over the last several generations, we have just pooped all over it. And we have to learn again what it is to be feminine. And that doesn't mean not working, and that doesn't mean you have to wear an apron and high heels all day and lipstick. But we have to learn like what being divine feminine is. And I really appreciate her practical advice. I know this is something Saskia and I share is, just the way we grew up and everything. We've had to be the man in our own lives. We had to take care of ourselves. We had to put a lot of masculine energy out there. And so her guide of like what really stepping into divine feminine looks like and just telling me, here's when you need to shut up is really helpful advice sometimes,
Absolutely, absolutely.
So I've got her six intimacy skills here. Maybe we can just let's start with the self-care. We want to just go through them and we can quickly just kind of give an overview. So yeah, like Saskia was talking about, her first skill is replenishing your spirit with self-care. If we are not taking care of ourselves first, we cannot present ourselves as women out in the world. Men, she talks about this a lot, like, men are designed for tasks and for go, 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 go. We aren't designed like that. We are different. We need breaks. We feel energy a lot deeper. We need to be by ourselves. We need to go read that book in a corner, watch that romantic comedy, what, put on the music and dance like a silly person. But we're not taking care of ourselves. We're taking care of our children. We're taking care of our husbands. And we think that's being a good woman. But it's not. Being your best divine feminine self is firstly being able to show up with the energy you want to show up with. And as women, we cannot do that if we haven't taken care of ourselves.
Right.
So she talks about write down 20 self-care items. And these can be really stupid. Like one for me is I drink my breakfast hot chocolate like a 5-year-old because it makes me happy. But it can be stupid stuff. It can be painting your nails, calling a girlfriend, like absolutely anything that feels like self-care. You can't write down listen doing laundry while listening to your favorite podcast. You don't want to do the laundry, let's be honest. It can't be something where you like the result. It has to be something that actually feels good in the moment. Excuse me. So she talks about writing down 20 things and making sure you're doing 3 of them every day.
I do actually take care of myself a lot. I do. I do sports. That's something I do. If my family has time or not, or my children aren't ready for bed or not yet, but I do this. So they go to bed half an hour maybe later, but this is something that I need to do because I love to do it. Or taking care of my skin. So I have a bedtime routine together with my daughter. Actually, she loves it too, taking care of herself. I'm teaching it actually to her too. You have to take care of yourself. Start now, sweet daughter. And then you grow into it and take it with you throughout your whole life. Take care of yourself first. If you feel good, somebody else will feel good around you because you feel good about yourself. Yeah, that's what I do. I love reading. And this is what I do. If I want to lay down, I just do it. I have a beautiful son who is awesome. For example, I can be in another room and he feels, oh, my mom, she's getting stressed. I don't know how he's doing it, but somehow he feels maybe my breathing is changing and he hears it. And then I hear him yelling from the other room, Mom, I think you need to lie down. You need to rest some minutes because you're stressed. And it's like, wow, okay, I'm doing it. Okay. So sometimes he remembers me to do it and stop doing whatever I do because he feels, okay, this is too much, Mom. You need to rest. Let me do it. Sometimes you even say, I can do it.
And look what you're teaching him to, like what kind of man you're teaching him to grow into being. You're teaching him what the divine feminine, what the divine masculine relationship looks like. That
I don't
women
know.
are
Wow.
supposed to take
Yeah.
timeouts and take care of
Yes.
themselves,
Yes.
and he's supposed to help you do that.
Yes. And allow the man when
Allow.
he wants to do it, allow him to do it. I learning a lot from him too. This is then the next point we have here, when it comes to respect and letting a man do this for you and whatever. He's doing it now. My son is showing me, and I'm actually allowing it and doing it. And he is really strong with when it comes to respect, but it's then the next point we have here. But yeah, taking care of yourself also something that I teach and tell every time. You put yourself first. Make yourself a priority. And my daughter, she told me what she's doing because she saw it somewhere doing. No, a friend of hers. She's doing it every morning. She now puts herself in front of the mirror and tells herself, "I am beautiful. I am magnificent. I love myself unconditionally." That's what she's doing now. So this is taking care of yourself, and this is putting yourself first. This is learning how to love yourself unconditionally.
And
And this is
when
something.
you say something like that in front of the mirror, like you are actually changing people in your universe will see you. Those words are matter.
They do something to you. You say it out loud and you say it out loud to yourself. This is a frequency that arises within you that's beautiful. And yeah. the more we do it, the stronger it gets. And we really become
The universe is a mirror.
what we want to do. Yeah,
I
what we
am
are.
beautiful. I attract beautiful things. You know, I'm stupid. I'm ugly. God, I wish I could fix this stuff about myself. Well, that's what you're gonna get.
True.
You're gonna attract people who think you're stupid
Yes.
and think you're ugly.
Whatever you send out there, I have no money. Okay, you have no money. You're just saying out loud to yourself, your universe, whatever, saying out loud to yourself, I don't have money. So that's what's happening. You don't have money.
Your spirit says, okay, you want the experience of no money. So, the next item she talks about is restoring respect. So, what does that even mean? I think one of the problems here is reading this book, I have a feeling most women viewed it the same way I did. I'm respectful. What are you talking about? And it's kind of like the difference in how a man views respect and what a woman thinks respect is. And she talks a lot about how love is the food of women and how respect is the food of men. And this is like the number one thing they need. This is respect is their oxygen. So when he's doing something and you think you're giving a helpful suggestion, he hears disrespect. I think we all kind of know that, but just the way she laid it out and how in depth she went into it, I know I had to swallow some pride go there and go, I didn't realize how disrespectful I've been. And I would imagine most people would read it and have some flavor of that too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. It happened to me too. I find myself there actually deep.
They don't want our help.
And how disrespectful we are by
Because we
using
don't know
some
what it
words that,
means.
yeah, words that we don't even, we, it's not that we do it on purpose. Maybe sometimes when we're really pissed, but normally, no, I wouldn't do this on purpose. But I see it with my son now. This is, he teaches me that for him, it's different to my daughter, but for him, being respectful is the most important for him. If I'm not respectful with him through my words, he would not even listen to me. He would get really angry and turn away. And maybe it was for somebody like that, wouldn't be that, but for him, yes, it's without respect. So I learned from him a lot about how to talk respectfully and carefully and with awareness. And there we go again. When I'm present in the present moment, I'm really aware, more aware of what I say. That's why it's so important to really stay aware so that we are aware of the thoughts and the words that are coming out here.
I
So,
think
yeah.
that I love that he's so like reactive to it too. That's great with a kid because like it's showing you really easily like what is respect and what's not. I think it's hard sometimes with the silent husbands where you're not really getting the feedback. You know, like a kid's going to give you the feedback. You know, the husband might just start being a little bit silent and you're never really getting that feedback to realize how deeply you're actually impacting him. You know, when you suggest he should maybe apply to a different job or, you know, resume suggestions or you have a comment about the shirt, they're all taken as disrespect. And we're just trying to help. And they
Because
don't
we
want our
think
help. They want to be men.
we have just to stop playing mommy with our man, with our man. Just but for that we need to learn what it is like to be a woman, and somehow we lost that. For me, I have to learn how to be a woman.
And not
What does
mother.
it mean to be a woman? Be in my feminine energy. I have no, well, now I have one more, but I haven't had this knowledge 2 years ago. So what I'm learning now is how do I learn to be a woman again? What does it mean actually? And what does it feel like?
And what's the difference between being a good adult partner versus being a mom? And I don't know that any of us had an incredible example, but something she talks about a lot is like actually how little she does for her husband. She respects him and she shows up in her presence. She had a short podcast she did just about her husband's birthday. And she talked for like 15 minutes about how she got up and she took a bath and she painted her nails and she did something else. And then she went downstairs and greeted her husband and maybe gave him, a compliment and, a kiss, happy birthday. She didn't buy him a thing. The dinner that they went to that night was like something his sister set up. And at the end of the day, she asked him, like, how was your birthday? And he's like, 10 out of 10. And I'm just listening to this going, she did nothing but actually take care of herself and show him respect. And he had a 10 out of 10 day. Love, gifts, things like that are what women need. It wasn't what he needed at all. And we come into relationships and, we get married and start living together and we're like, okay, I should be a good wife and do his laundry. I should do this for him. I should do that for him. I should do this for him. This is a good woman role. And we get resentful because we're doing way more stuff. And they actually never asked us to do it. They fell in love with us when we weren't living together and we were totally in our divine feminine and not taking care of them at all. They don't really want to be taken care of. They want to be men and they just want to be respected.
Yes. It sounds so easy, right?
Right. But yeah, we get stuck in this, mommy child thing, which isn't attractive to either party.
No. That's true.
And that's my whole, it doesn't matter if this is for your current marriage. It doesn't matter if this is for a twin flame, but like, I don't care how twin flamey they are. If we don't have the skill sets to show up differently, you end up in the same spot.
And it's not only about partnership with a man or it's in all kinds of relationships with whoever. So if we apply, not we can apply the skills and should apply them always with everybody, and see how relationships improve, and how you actually become more aware of you becoming more aware of everything. It really starts from that, and then you start doing things in another way because you're aware now, and this has effect on the other people around you, and they may even start also to reach out for you, ask you, "You're different. What's different about you? You look so you're so happy. Tell me about it." So it's actually not difficult, but somehow we ended up doing all difficult and weird and messed up, and I don't know why. I don't know why when this started. When we look back to our grandparents, well, for me in Germany, they were all war children, so maybe this is another story. But how was it back then in other times when they were together, and how would they have handled these situations, and how would they live together? I have no clue. Have you an idea how it was a hundred
No, and
years ago, 150 years
and it's
ago?
something I think about so much, and it's one of those areas where I don't feel like we've ever bothered, to sit down and get that kind of wisdom from previous generations. But yeah, like this is something Saskia and I have talked about for quite a while on the side. It's just going like, what is it even supposed to look like? Like it's so far gone what this man-woman dynamic is supposed to look like. We've just kind of discussed it back and forth. Like, what is it supposed to even look like? So I was so happy when this book appeared to me. So I was like, oh, okay, that's what it's supposed to look like.
Yes,
Wow, we
true.
are really far gone.
Really, really.
And here we are thinking we're good little wives because we do their laundry. I'm going to be the best girlfriend ever. I did his laundry. And it's like, no, you just became his mother. Stop doing his laundry. Like, oh, really?
That's true. That's
Do
true.
less for him? Wait, I'm supposed to do less for him and he's going to adore me more. Okay. All right. I'll try that on.
Well, I'm just happy where I am now. I have no men in my life, so that's actually something that Hasn't happened to me in more than 20 years. So I'm enjoying that state of being right now, but I'm preparing myself and making my inner work so that the next one I really, who would step maybe or not, I don't waiting for anything or needing, but if there is a king out there, first, how do I recognize a king without running away and maybe thinking this is a crazy one?
Right.
This is not normal. I'm
No, he wants
sorry.
to take care of me too much, and I'm
Yeah,
a woman. I
that's
can fend for
what. Yeah,
myself. No, that's the one you're
right.
supposed to look for.
That's right. So before I can do that, I need to fix it within. I need to recognize my behavior, my patterns, my mindset, my programming. Why did I attract almost, I did attract the same kind of man into my life who would mirror to me my issues by their behavior. What I'm thankful for now, but in the moment you live it, it's like, oh, this asshole. Okay. So, but somehow it happened for a reason. And that's why, because of the last situationship actually that I had, I was pushed over my edges, over my limits, and really dig down deeper into what's going on within me. Why do I attract the same type of man with the same issues, the same toxic behavior? What is going on here?
When and
I want
why am
another
I
outcome.
confused about what I should tolerate and not tolerate?
Yeah.
Like, you shouldn't be confused about
Yes.
this. Like,
Yes.
we should
What? Yeah.
know this as women.
So, yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. And I don't know it because I haven't been taught by my mother what it is like. What is a good partnership? My parents had a toxic partnership too. So I didn't know what it looks like. I have no clue what it is to be a good wife. Ha ha ha.
Same.
Good wife doesn't mean you have to do everything from no. We are learning now what it really means. And I was pushed in my masculine energy all the time. And by all the men I had in my life, in every relationship, they pushed me in a masculine energy. I had to take over. I had to become their mom. That's what I believed, actually. And I did it. So until the point that you say, okay, I'm now 44. What the heck is going on here? I can't do this anymore. So, and I'm not the only one. There are so many women out there who have the same issues, and or they're getting now into they're separated and they are starting dating again and finding themselves in situationships that are just horrible. And I'm talking about all kinds of women and ages here. And what's going on in this world? Well, what's going on? Everything is upside down. Everything started with emancipation. Is this the right word in English? Emancipation? Would you say it like that?
Emancipation.
Imagine the emancipation. E-A-man participation. So becoming a man, actually.
Oh my
M
God.
women becoming a man. E-man.
Wow. Look at
You
that.
see?
English is a
You
second
see?
language. You did that awesome. That was
Yeah.
great.
Yeah. Look at that. So turning women into men. And now men have no place, and what they're doing now, they don't know what to do anymore, and they, yeah. So, well, w women are the new men now, and so they have to take me out to a date, and they have to pay the bills, and I want to be need princess treatment too. Ha, this
It's
is
so and it's so
something that we,
confusing in your 20s. Like you don't know, like you know, we all
yeah.
get the big college degrees now, and then you go out in the working world and you're single, you gotta make money, you got rent to pay too. So now you're this woman who's got the same salary as the guy, and then you get together and you're like, okay, but now I'm supposed to let him pay. Shouldn't we trade it off? That seems fair. It is confusing.
Yes, it is, because nobody learned what it is to be a man, because they're young boys, they have no man examples anymore. They don't know what it means to be a good man or how a man should be a provider,
And
making
moms
sure that
mothering
you.
the dad, and
So, and the same with women. We have not that good examples. Our mom, my mom was a man. She was boss. She was a boss. She was a man in masculine energy. So, I think we are now at a point that we are turning around again, because somehow, in collectively, I feel, and what is happening then over there and over there, the same information, the same inspiration coming up that, okay, let's now look deeper into what really means to be feminine again, masculine. And for me, the healing starts with women. That's why also Laura Doyle, she only works with women Yeah, Lucia, she only works with women. Eve Featherstone in her book, she talked about women start healing with him, women. Men are not here for now. So women start first stepping out of the way of men. So men
Right.
would take care of themselves again. They will heal with men, and women heal with women first. And then when we finally somehow find our places again, I believe this is going to work for both genders here. And it
And it
also
doesn't
starts with
have to be slow either. That, that's something
no.
I really noticed about her book when I started practicing her skill. It's
Yes.
the mirror changes very
Yeah.
quickly.
2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
2 weeks.
They're waiting for that respect to return. And as soon as
Yeah.
it does, like
You can,
the
we
mirror is
can
completely
really,
different.
it's incredible. And we have, she has the podcast she has, and she also invites men, husbands, whose wives apply the skills, and the men talk about the experience. It's awesome to listen to it. And it's awesome how men are willed to get there. They really want it. It's not that they don't want it. No, I want my princess treatment. No, they are open. They really want it. And that's so nice to see and hear. And I see it in my one-on-ones, the men that are showing up. They really want to be men. It's not that they want to be assholes as we receive it when they behave like assholes. No. But they don't have, we don't give them a place to be a
Yeah.
man because we don't accept when they want to help us or when they want to do something to us. We don't. This is something else she talked about in her book, that
Yep.
when you get a gift from a man and you don't like it, don't, it's what it is. He gave you a gift. You think he was thinking about having something, giving something to you. Accept it. Smile about it. And isn't that beautiful? That's what we do with our children. When they come home with some art and we think, what's that? You wouldn't say to your child, oh my gosh, what's that? No, it's, wow, thank you. You know?
Right, and you ogle and awe over it, and you spend 10 minutes like
Yeah.
showing how amazing what they did is, and they
And you know
reflect
why we
it.
do this? You know why? Because that's unconditional
Right,
love.
right.
So why don't we have unconditional love with our partner? Haha.
Right.
Because, you know, when there's unconditional love, there is no expectation at all. There's no crap going on there. It is what it is. And you just flow, and you are thankful. You're in a grateful state of being all the time, enjoying yourselves.
So another skill she talks about is relinquishing control of your man, and she talks about staying in your on your own paper. And I really like that term, whether we're talking about husbands or friendships or bosses or anything else, that when she realizes that's not on my paper, that's not me, that's my husband's relationship with the kids. That's not for me to interfere in. That's, his problem with his boss or client. That's his paper. She stays off of that paper, and it's a way that you can it's all about respect again.
Yes. It's really a beautiful metaphor. Stick with your paper. And
For
I
life.
can,
For life. If it's not on your paper, it's not for you
Yes.
to involve yourself in.
Absolutely. Just this is the control freak we have all within as mothers. We all always want to control because we somehow feel we know better. Let go of control and allow the husband, the father of the children, to do it the way he wants to do it.
And they're not
Otherwise,
always wrong. Men do things differently, but they're not wrong. And
Yes, right.
something Laura talks about is how they all have this hero gene that, like, as soon as you step into this role, activates. They've just been waiting for you. But I witnessed this the other day. I was dropping my kids off to their sweet little forest school, and there's a dad getting out of his truck, bringing the son in, and I can see the interaction through the window, and the kids, I don't want to go in. The dad chucks him over his shoulder. The kid starts giggling, and he brings him into the school. It's
Good.
like, and I can just see every mother watching going, oh my God, I can't believe he did that. But it worked, and the kid
Yes.
was laughing, and it was hilarious. And like, that's dad's technique. It's not
Yes.
wrong. It was just,
Yeah.
it was different. than how I
Yes.
do it. But he got a result.
Yes. And it should be different because he's a man.
Right.
And
Right.
especially when
I
it
don't want
comes to
them to be
man
women.
and son. Yeah. When it comes to man and their son, it has to be different. And this is how son learn from man, actually. If you don't let them and interfere all the time, that's what they learn. There's always a woman interfering, controlling. Wow.
Right.
Allow
Why
men
didn't
to
you
do
let them win
what
at
they
that
want.
game? Because I'm a
Yes.
man and I'm teaching my son how to be a
Yeah.
man, you know?
Right.
Like
Right.
we come from a totally different perspective, but yeah, like we gave our child two parents because we wanted two perspectives. And
Right.
then we forget. Then we then
Yes.
this precious little baby comes out and we just forget because we just want to
Yes.
protect him from the world.
Yeah, and we have two boobs full of milk and running around with milk all the time and no sleep at all and everything is a mess and it's like
And that's when you have healthy children. You know what I mean? Like,
Yes.
good
Yeah.
Lord.
Good Lord, yes. Yeah.
So yeah, Saskia was just touching on her fourth one, which is receive, receive, receive. And this is really the essence of the divine feminine.
Yes.
And it's allowing yourself to not give all the time. It's fine to give. It feels good to give. But it's allowing yourself to actually be a receiver, whether it's, you know, a friendship or your husband or your child or anybody. Can you just receive and not feel like you have to go, okay, they gave me something, now I need to do something back? Can you just receive?
Yes. You know, this is the biggest issue to understand for me. What does it mean to be a receiver? I didn't know what this meant actually. But by her examples she gave, I finally got it. Because you always say the feminine is the receiver. And I say, what does it mean? What do I receive? What?
Right, besides an intimate relationship, what do you
Yeah.
mean
What do
there?
you mean by that? What? And I had no clue because, yeah, actually, we are out there when I go somewhere. I pay my own stuff. I pay my own bills. I buy my own presents, whatever. So, what does it mean to receive? And it's not only about presents, but it's so much more. I was traveling a train and I had the book I read before, and a night before. She gave an example about a woman who was traveling and she had some problems with her suitcase. And she didn't know how to, it was really heavy, but she had it to uplift it. And a man came and wanted to help her. And she said, no, I can do it by myself. Thank you. The man turned. So, and Laura described it both missed a beautiful opportunity here to be in a feminine, masculine energy. She lost the opportunity to receive. Because she wouldn't accept it. He lost the opportunity for men to give what he loves.
Right.
Men love to
He
give.
wanted to be a hero in that moment and she took
Yes.
it from him.
So both really lost here.
It's such a beautiful framing of it too. Like he wanted to be a hero in that moment and you took it from him. Like framing in that way like helps me a lot 'cause sometimes there is kind of like receiver's guilt. But like I'm actually taking something from him by not allowing it 'cause this is his divine essence.
And what are you
That's a
teaching
totally
this
different
man?
reframing. Right.
Look what
To
you
not do
teach him.
anything for you.
Yes,
Yes.
yes, yes. And
And that's,
this was a
yeah.
stranger, you know, this was just a man wanted to help. And this is a nice gesture that when does it happen today that a man helps another woman? And you barely see this anymore. No, you even have to open a door for men from time to time because they wouldn't open a door for you. But I was in the train the last time. And I remember that story. And I actually had a suitcase I couldn't uplift. And there came a man. I said, "Oh, I." And he asked me, "Do you want it to put it?" Yeah, but it's too heavy for me. I said, "Let me help you." Oh, thank you. And he was just
Right.
happy to do it. It was 2 seconds. He put
His
it
chest
up
probably
there,
got a little bit bigger at that moment too. He's like,
and it was like, "Oh,
you
I
did
was aware. I remember the skill, and I apply it, and it's just awesome."
it.
I was a
Here
receiver, and
we
he
are in
could.
our 40s and we're just like trying to
Yes,
figure out how to
isn't that
receive.
stupid?
Oh
I
my
was the
gosh.
receiver, he was the giver, and we are just wow. This was a flow of energies. Yeah. You see,
Fun.
I'm learning from
Yeah.
scratch too. Actually, I'm learning here from scratch, but I really want to learn how, because it's nice.
To
It's really,
receive. Right.
it's.
Your husband can't put the dishes in the dishwasher wrong. You are thankful he put them in the dishwasher and say thank you.
Yes.
just like you would with the stranger with the suitcase. Like we don't I don't I feel like sometimes we're just not as nice in our intimate relationships as we are with strangers. Reveal your heart with vulnerability. Oh, it's a hard one. This is what men want. They want to be heroes, which means as women, we get to be, but sometimes it's hard because we've been in masculine energy and had to protect ourselves for so long to actually be
That,
vulnerable. Have a
yes.
problem and actually let him help you with it. You have a
Yes.
partner now. You
Yes.
don't have to do it on your own. He
Yes.
can lift the suitcase. You might have a business problem. This doesn't mean go put on an apron. Like you might have a business problem and you might be the breadwinner,
Right.
but maybe he can help you solve it. Maybe you
Yes.
can come to him on bended knee of just, I don't know what to do here.
Yeah.
And they have
Right.
different solutions.
Yes. Just be honest about the feelings and emotions. Of course, it's not easy because if you are, well, she talks about long-term relationships, your marriages, but sometimes you get to know a guy, and of course you have to feel into it. Am I feel emotional secure with that man? Is he providing me emotional security? Yeah, that's of course something that I feel in before I open up and be vulnerable to somebody. I need to feel emotionally secure with that man. He somehow, with his behavior, I should feel secure with him emotionally. When I'm not secure because maybe this guy is following 10 other girls on social media, or when I'm with him and he is staring at every other woman that crosses by, this makes me emotional insecure, but not because I'm jealous, but because it feels like disrespectful, and he's with his focus somewhere else. He's not invested in me. He's not focused on me. He's somewhere else. So of course I would not open up to a man like that. This
It's a
is something.
good red flag, is what you're saying
Yes,
too,
that's a big
in a
red
new
flag here.
relationship if you can't be
Yes.
vulnerable.
So you, of course, you have here to feel into it. When can I really open up? You have to be sure about the man that you're dating or that you're living with or whatever, you know? So of course, you have to feel into it, and you have to make. If I feel confused about someone, well, I know now it's not right for me.
Right.
There's a reason why I'm not feeling safe and sure about that person. Yeah, so we'll never. This is, yeah, that means you need to trust somebody. Trust is a big issue in many women, I believe, especially when you have been in a relationship where you have been cheating on, or where are other issues, or lying, or whatever. This is. In her book, too, a lot of relationships have these issues.
So
So
yeah, and
now here,
it's really easy, but it
yeah.
is hard. Like
And
you
now
got to do the work.
now you're here and you're asked to, okay, you have to be vulnerable. What? Yeah,
Like, no,
this
I've
is why
gotten through my entire life protecting myself. Don't make me do
yes,
it.
that's a tough one. And I believe that's a tough one for many
Yeah,
women.
it's my hardest one.
Yeah, that's not
The co
easy.
the coat of armor has protected me, you know? And you,
Yeah.
oh, I have to take it
Yeah.
off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Maybe,
Okay,
but
Laura.
maybe, yeah. But what she said, Laura, is all the couples are successful.
Yes.
Somehow it works. Some and thousands of couples. I don't know how many already done
Her
this and applied
podcast,
this
though, it's
here.
like, I mean, you just
Yes.
hear it time after time. And these are not what I'm calling twin flame relationships. These are people who, were happy when they got proposed to and
Yeah.
married this man because they wanted to,
Yes.
but they're not what I would call, perfect matches. And they're still turning it around and just like
Yes.
looking at each other like,
Yes.
he's her hero and she's the princess. And it's just like, wow.
And they're even more in love than they have
Right.
before they
More in
started
love than
dating.
when they were
This,
dating. Like, oh
yeah.
my God.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Okay. Okay.
So
So
the
the
last
last
one,
one.
real quick, is refocus your view with gratitude. So sometimes this is really hard when things have gone sideways, right? And you're not feeling very grateful and you're like, I do everything. Why should I thank him? Just do it. Everything's a mirror. If you want more of something, show gratitude for what you are getting and Be thankful for what is being done. People respond to thank yous. I don't care if it's a woman, a man, a dog, a child. People respond to thank you, and when you actually give gratitude, people want to do more.
And even though you might not feel like that, fake it till you
Right.
make it. You write it
Yes.
down. Fake it till you make it. This is when you have no what self-love, but you put yourself in front of a mirror. I love myself unconditionally. You say it out loud. This is how you create proactively. So fake it till you make it, and it's going to work.
Yeah, and the last thing she suggests is, if you're in that state, write down a gratitude list. This may be hard for you, depending on your situation right now. Write down 20 things you are grateful for. I promise you will start feeling differently immediately.
That's
It's a
right.
great way to get in your heart space and get out of your head.
Yes. Beautiful.
Well, lovely, beautiful lady, we're
Where can we
about out of
find
time here.
it? Where can we find the information?
Where can we find the information? If you go to happynewnowshow.com, you can find this book up there. If you want to search for it on the products page, you can find Saskia and Tracy both have one-on-one sessions that are up there if you want to work with them one-on-one. And you're also going to find a free call page. Saskia and I both run calls every single week. So go on over and check those out.
Beautiful. Thank you. That was lovely.
All right. I love you, sister.
I love you, sweetheart.
All right. Bye, everyone. Thanks for joining us.
Bye bye. Thank you.
Bye. Thanks for listening to the show. If you feel inspired to support us, please visit happynewnowshow.com and consider subscribing or making a one-time donation so we can keep putting up fun content. Also on happynewnowshow.com, you'll find links to book one-on-ones and any products we've discussed. Have an amazing right now.